says in Megillah, Chayiv Adam Likreis Es HaMegillah Balayla V'Lishloisa B'Yoyim. One of the dinim, Midivrei Kabbalah B'Pashtas, that says it's more than a Dirabonin, it's not a Diraisa, but it's from the Divrei HaNeviim. Esther asked Kisvuni L'Doiris that it should be part of Tanakh, and therefore it's Divrei Kabbalah. Chayiv Adam Likreis Es HaMegillah Balayla V'Lishloisa B'Yoyim. There's a shail in the poiskim. Let's say, you have to know for a technical reason, someone is in a matziv that he's only going to be able to either lay the Megillah by night or by day. He can choose which one. I don't know, use your imagination. What could be the situation where he's told that he's only going to be able to be yoytza, the Megillah of Laila or Yoy? Which one should he do? If he has to make a decision in advance. The Emma says there's another shaila, which we're interrupting each other with, that if there's a question that we know that a pruz ben yoy might have a pruz, and a mukaf ben yoy may have a mukaf, meaning totally irrelevant to where you live, al nech fanagans yar, where you are in Purim, is kaveh whether you're a mukaf or a pruzi. The complex details of exactly what time of the day and when you plant, maybe we'll get to at a later stage. But if you know you're only going to be able to lay Megillah either by night or by day, but not both in the pruzi, but instead, if you'll be a mukaf, you'll be able to do both. Is that mechayiv you to be a mukaf or faker? If you're planning and the gantz yar, you're a mukaf. But in mukaf, for whatever reason, again, technically you'll only be able to lay either by night or by day. Should you go out of your way to be a pruzi to be able to do both? That's a shaila. But again, let's go kipshuta to the shaila itself. If you are only able to do yoim or laila. So on one hand, people say, laila, it comes first. Don't push off a mitzvah. You have an option to do a mitzvah. But on the other hand, there's a lot of rayas that the kriya of yoim is, in fact, of a higher darga of a chiyav. The Mishnah does say in Megillah Dachov, kol hayoim kosher, L'kriyas HaMegillah, and as a matter of fact, it's a Mishnah Megillah, and it says over there, not only Megillah, but there's a whole long list of other things. The Mishnah says on Daf Chof, Kol Hayom Kasher L'kriyas Megillah, V'kriyas Halav, V'kriyas Shoytif, and V'kriyas Halav. At the end of the Mishnah says, Kol ha'layla, kosher l'ktziras ha'oimer, l'hekta chalavim ve'varim. It doesn't say, Kol ha'layla, kosher l'kriyas ha'megillah. I mean, this Mishnah is in Megillah, and agav that it said, Kol ha'yom, kosher l'kriyas Megillah, it went and said about another 15 other things, halal, shayfer, lulav, musaf, v'chulei. But the same Mishnah, Kol ha'layla, kosher l'ktziras ha'oimer, v'hekta chalavim ve'varim. Let it say, Kol ha'layla, kosher l'kriyas ha'megillah, kach, shalu, kol ha'rishayim, the rishayim say, the rosh, the meiri, and a lot of the Rishonim, the Ramban, they say because the Ikardim kriyas biyoyim, hayom me'elam nizkarim v'nasim, and the same when we know that the other mitzvahs hayoyim, the seudas purim she'asa b'layla, lo yotzi yidei chevasim, shloich manas mataras avyanim as well, has to be done by yoyim. So kriyas Megillah, which we know is not, is chayav adam likreis es ha'megillah b'layla and biyoyim, but the Ikardim is biyoyim, and the Mishnah therefore doesn't mention it because the Ikardim is biyoyim. The Turi Eben, based on these Rishonim, takes it a step further. The Turi Eben says, "Ki Yidua, we know that all the dinim of Purim are not stama de rabbanon. They have a darg of divrei kabbalah." Says the Turi Eben, "Only the kriya of yoyim is divrei kabbalah. The kriya of laila is a de rabbanon. The kriya of laila is only a de rabbanon. It's of a lower darg. The nekuda that the mitzvahs ayoyim of Purim are divrei kabbalah is only the kriya of yoyim." The Tshuva's Binyan Shloima takes this a step further. He wants to suggest. The Gemara says on Daf Dalet, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Chayiv Adam Likreis Es HaMegillah B'Layla V'Lishloisa B'Yoyim, that's an Amoira. He says in the times of the Mishnah there was no Kriya B'Layla. The Takon of Kriya B'Layla is a Me'ucha Takona, not in the Tkufas HaMishnah. And that's Gora Gishmak Eterek, why the Mishnah doesn't say Kol HaLayla Koshel L'Kriyas HaMegillah, because there was no Kriyas HaMegillah B'Layla in the Tkufas HaMishnah. It first happened at a later date. So again, the Rishonim say it's because the Ikar is Yoyim. The Turi Eben takes it a step further that only the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaYoyim is a Divrei Kabbalah. The Tshuva's Binyan Shloima is saying that it's not even in the Tkufas HaMishnah. Now there is another Teretz. Someone wanted to say the reason it doesn't say Kol HaLayla Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah is because Kriyas HaMegillah is even able to be Tol Neitz. The Kriya of Layla is able to be Tol Neitz. We know that the Mishnah says over there that all the things that are B'Yoyim are from Alois till nighttime and Katrila from Nates, and the things of Laila are only till Alois, but Mikra Megillah can even be till Nates. Now, can it? That's a big shaila. Can you do Kriyas Megillah of Laila after Alois? So there's an interesting ma'aseh the Magen Avraham brings down a Tafresh Pei Zayin from Sefer HaMenuchim, which is one of the Rishonim. He says a ger that was misgayer on Purim after Alois, before Nates, cannot be yoytza the Kriya of Laila. It's too late to chaparayim to do the Kriya of Laila. I'll say that again. A ger, the Magen Avraham brings from the Sefer HaMenuchim. A ger that was misgayer on Purim by Yoyin after Alois, before Nates, cannot chaparayim Kriyas Laila. Too late. Meduyik, says the Magen Avraham, that Ba'alma, a regular Yid, could, in fact, maybe, Bidi Eved do Kriyas Laila after Alois. Only this Ger not. The Matzah Shekel says this Ger can't, because it's a Tarka de Sasu. Gerus is not Halayla. If he was Megayah after Alois, before Nates, really you shouldn't do the Gerus till Nates. If he was Megayah before Nates, there's a Tzad, it's Laila, that's not even a good Gerus. His whole Gerus is based on that. It was Mestama Bidi Eved already a day. He Lashitasai can't lane Mikra Megillah of nighttime. I would suggest his whole life he can't. Like the guy that was born 42 minutes after Shkia on Shabbos, and the next week they mild him on Shabbos. He better hold like Rabbeinu Tam his whole life. His whole Yiddish life is based on that. So that was this Ger was this Geyer after Alois before Nates. But a regular Yid could. Now the Emes says I had a Shaila. The Magen Avraham says that the Eved you could lay Megillah after Alois. Could a Baal Koyrei lay Megillah after Alois before Nates for two different people at the same time? One of them wants to bid the Eved still be into the Kriya of Laila, and the other one wants to bid the Eved be into the Kriya of Yoyin. Did the Eved, the Mishnah says there, you can start from Alois. Can you do one Baal Koyrei having in mind to do a split at the same Kriya? For one, it's going to be the Kriyas Laila day. I meant in Hebrew day. Day Mulchar, like Ma'od Mulchar. And, not there. And to the other night. The Emes says that Shaila already comes up, which maybe we'll get to in the Hemshech when we're going to talk about places like Bnei Brak, which is a Suffolk Mukif, or some people say, I don't know, but I don't know. But let's talk about a place that it's not Posh. Bnei Brak is Samach Venera to Yafo, right? Yeah, you know that? Shaila, okay. Or Beit Shemesh. Beit Shemesh is next to Yarmush. So it's Samach Venera to a Suffolk Mukif, you know? There are some places that are for sure not Mukif. New York, I don't know. But in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of places get involved already. Not Poshet if they're Suffolk. But I'll upon him, can someone lane quite late after Shkia, 40 minutes after Shkia, at the end of Purim de Prozi, and say, and lane to two different people, one who's saying, I'm a Prozi and I hold like Rabbeinu Tam, and I'm still hopping around the Kriya of Yoim of Prozim, and someone else wants to say, I'm a Mukif, and no, it is already 42 minutes after Shkia, and can he lane for, can you do that sort of a split?
Why not?
Because it's not so pashut. You have to know who the Baal Koyrei is, meaning, not his first name, but like meaning, is he a Mukif or is he a Prozi? Is he a Bar Chiyuva? Can you Bechlal become Chayiv in both? Is there such a thing? That's a huge Machlokes Rishonim, whether you can have both Purims or you can't. You have to be one or the other. Can you also avoid Purim? The Pashtus not. If you try to do that based on the rules of Daf Yutes, when you're where you are as Keveya, you're going to automatically fall back and become a Prozim. We'll come back maybe to that Behemshech, but we got carried away. And again, we'll start the Gemara says in the Gil Amrav Shuvan Levi. And as we said, this is a member of the Amora of Yeshua Balevi. Some Achronim even suggested that there was no Takonas Kriya Balayla in the Tkufas HaMishnah. The Gemara says over there, on Daf Dalet, Sover Mino, Likre Balayla, Velisne Masnis and Dido, be a moment. The Lashon of Yeshua Balevi was Chayva, the Likre says a Megillah Balayla, Velishnoisa. Lishnoisa means second time, Lishnoisa. But the Talmidei Yeshiva says, the Talmidei Yeshiva thought it means Lishnoisa means to learn Mishnais. That's what they thought. They thought that the Takana is to lay Megillah by night only, and by day to learn Mishnais Megillah. That's what they thought. How they state in the Gemara? Frek the Torah, Evan, Frek the Rashash, Frek the Lana Rechanim. How could the Talmidei Yeshiva have thought that the din is only to lay Megillah by Laila and to do Mishnais Megillah by day? I mean, if you want reasoning, everyone knows that the Ikur Dinim of Megillah of Purim Bechlala by day, the Suda is only by day. the Hamatanas Lavianim, Mishnah Echmanas, we spoke Lefiya Emes that the Iker Kriya is by day. Why did they think that the Iker is to do the Mishnais? Because everyone knows that the Iker of Purim is Tarish about Peh, because the Gabi Tarish of Iksav, the Tanchuma says there was already Nas of Anishma, and the Kofalem Harkigigis was the Gabi Tarish of Peh, and the Hagar Kiblu of Purim is the Gabi Tarish of Peh. So they thought that the Iker, Fakad, Beyoim, Hayom Haimun is Garn Ganas, and is to learn Mishnais by day. A perfect Tori Evan and the Rishash and many Achrayim. These Talmidei Yeshiva, how did they think such a mistake? That Mishnais, there's a Mishnah in Megillah. I mean, according to their Shita, they're supposed to be learning these Mishnais by day. You know, Ad lo yada, but they're supposed to know these Mishnais. The Mishnah says, Kol Hayom Koshel Lekriyas HaMegillah. How did you tell me Kol Hayom Koshel Lekriyas HaMegillah? If the Chiyah Fakir is only Balayla, it should say Kol Hayom Koshel Lemishnais Megillah. And then even more so, why didn't the Mishnah say, Kol Halayla, Kosher L'Kriyas Megillah, the Iker Kriya? So the Torah Evan wants to say, no, these B'nai Yeshiva thought, it's going in a case, if you didn't lay in by night, then you are supposed to lay in by day. And the Mishnahis. The Pell is, but if that's true, the Mishnah says that L'Chatchila, you shouldn't start until night. But the Evan from Alois. Hallo, hallo, how could you think that? If the Emes Dechiv Kriyas Balayla, the only reason you're doing it by day is because you missed the Kriya of night. There's no reason why you shouldn't be allowed to start by Alois. I mean, what? It's a caramelis from Alois till night. It's either night or day. If the etzem decree is Lila, so you could do it. The whole reason not to start from night is because maybe it's not daytime. But faker to ikur kriya is balayla according to this havamina. So you have to know how to understand those b'nei ha-yeshiva. We know the Gemara says also on Daf Zayin. Su'udas Purim she'ochla b'layla lo yotzu yedei chayvosoi. The Gemara darshens it from a pasuk. Yemei mishnah v'simcha. And as again and again we're explaining, the ikar dinim of Purim are by day. Mitkufas ha-mishnah b'klal, the kriya was by day. So the Turi Evan asks, what does it mean? Su'udas Purim she'ochla b'layla lo yotzu yedei chayvosoi. Because it says yemei mishnah v'simcha. One second, there's an iser hespid v'tainis on Purim. There's no iser hespid v'tainis at night. Hayama me'elu nizkarim v'nasim, and it says la'asoyis isam yemei mishnah v'simcha v'yomtif. We know that there's a whole nidin about it in the Pesachim. Yerushalmi brings it that there's an Isser Malacha on Purim. The Yomtif, Isser Malacha. There's no Isser Malacha at night. Why does it say that? Because it says Yemei Mishnah V'Simcha that the Suda you can't be done by night. The Isser Malacha is not by night. So the Turi Evan says, maybe you'll tell me that there's no Isser Malacha. Yemei Mishnah V'Simcha. So Taka, he says, I have a Raya. Halkop, it's a Chesh. The Mishnah says, later on, if a person is in the middle of writing a Megillah, and as he's writing the Megillah, he's also saying it word for word. I guess he's looking into another Megillah as he's doing that. Not the pshat that someone wanted to say that since he's writing the Megillah, so ksiva kedibur. So he's being yotze with writing it because he's not writing a full Megillah. When he writes Vayehi, it doesn't say the rest of the Megillah. So Bapakis, it means he's looking into another Megillah and saying it. So the Mishnah says, you can be Yoyta, but only if your Kavanah was also to be Yoyta. If your Kavanah was only because you're being Magia and checking and writing another Megillah, you're not going to be Yoyta. Frekta, you're not a Mishnah. That, yeah, it's the classic, you know, it's the same thing by Kriyashma, you Kaira Bitoyer, you Kaira Bitoyer, in Kiv and Libra Yotza, and why Kiv and Libra Yotza? That's a Mishnah. Frekta, you're a Shalmi. Kaisav is a Megillah? Isser Malacha, how is he writing in Megillah? Isser Malacha, Zayfrekti Rishalmi. Balp will see what does Rishalmi answer. But the Turi Evan asks, what's the Rishalmi's Kasha? Say, it's going at night. If you're going to tell me that there's no Isser Malacha only by day, the same way you made Mishnah V'Simcha, the Suda is only by day, that Isser Malacha is only by day, so why didn't the Rishalmi just say, how you Kaisa Isser Megillah is by night? Says the Turi Evan, because catch on, there is an Isser Malacha even by night. So why is the Suda not able to be by night? So the Turi Evan says at the end, it's similar to other Yomim Toivim, that we're Mamayit Leil Yomtiv Rishoin, but in the Hanami, there is Isser Malacha. In the end, the Acharim speak out, it's interesting, the Kuda, Rabbi Yonis and Eibishit said, you know why Suda's Purim, you're not Yotze at night? Everything in Yiddishkeit starts already by night. The Yomtiv enters, is heralded in, already by night. So why can't you do the Dinim at night? He says, you know what's interesting, Suda's Purim, it's Iberal, a minute, the Suda starts late in the day and goes even into the next night. Even in Yerushalayim, when it's mukif, they go into the next, which is v'layavar, b'chlal, but that's the minik. So Rabbi Yonis and Eibishit said, someone once asked him, he said, you know why? He says, it's very interesting. The goyim don't have a thing that starts by the night. The goyim, by them, it starts. Actually, in Western civilization, a new day is heralded in at midnight, 12 a.m., the middle of the night. But by the day, she says, there's one chogah that they have that they start already by the night. Because that chogah that the goyim have, the rush of that chogah, if you know a little bit about the goyish chogah, was a yid. Yeah, Rabbi Yosha. So you're going in his chesed. So they, since he's a yid, they go with the yiddish schedule. He says, Purim was celebrating with Haman. So we go on the goyish chesed, and that's why Fakir Kasudas Purim goes weiter beyond even to the next day. That's what Rabbi Yosha Naibishit said. Although it's very interesting, it's not so pashut. There's a whole nidden on the Achronim. Haman was Jewish. Haman was an Eved Kenayni of Marcha. An Eved Kenayni is a Yid. An Eved Kenayni is Chai the Mikra Megillah. Sha'af Heim Hoya Ba'oysa HaNes. Where was the Af Heim Hoya Ba'oysa HaNes? Haman! He's the Eved. Af Heim Hoya Ba'oysa HaNes. What? He was going to kill himself also. That's what it says. Haman Min HaTorah Minayin. The Gemara says in Chulun Bakuf HaMetes. There's many shot that maybe we'll talk about it later, but it says Haman Min HaTorah Minayin. Shemem Hamin Ha'eis HaZeh. Because the Nochash, who was Machshel Adam, and he wanted, for whatever his plans were, he got killed, he got punished also. But he didn't care. Thomas Nafshi. That Haman also. He wants to Al-Harik Al-Hashbar Al-Abe. He's also a Yid. There's many rights to this. You know, it says in the Pasuk, He Yid Lahem Asher Hu Yehudi. Haman. A very interesting cheshbon that the Achronim make, it says, you know, estimate two Su'udas. The first Su'uda, she tells... She invites Achashverosh and Haman, and she says, El Hamishte Asher Osisi Loi. And the second suit it says, El Hamishte Asher Es Elohem. So there's a pshat from the Chassam Sofer. He says like this, he says, when were these suudas? The Yidden were fasting for 3 days, Sumulai, it's during Pesach. The first suuda was the Eshta Tog Yom Tif. The Eshta Tog Yom Tif, how is Esther preparing the suuda? It's the Mulach of Yom Tif. She was fasting. She was fasting. Achashverosh is a god. Who was she preparing for the suda for? Apparently she was preparing for Haman. Asher Asisi Loi. Haman is the year. For Haman you could prepare for Eved Kenayni. The second is Rechomai. Someone asked me, Sveikid Yoyim of Yom Tevesach, I don't know if I did it in Shushan, but it was Rechomai. Asher Esalahem, she could prepare the suda. But the first day, it's Yom Tev. Haman is the Yid. That we're preparing the suda for. What?
Marav Bashirim,
you have to know what the Gedarim of Marav Bashirim. Now again, getting back to that Mishnah, because we went off to this topic. Hayakoisiv es amegillah v'darsha in umadiyah in kivin li beyotza. So we said the Yerushalmi asks, how can a person be reading a Megillah? It's Isra Malacha. Tori Evan Babor, maybe it's at night. He says, must be the Isra Malacha even by night. According to the Binyan Shloima, it's not Shver. You can't zetzayin the Mishnah by the Kriya of night. We said from the Binyan Shloima, in the times of the Mishnais, there was only Kriya by day. The whole concept of Kriya by night is a later on takana of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So that's another teretz why you can't zetzayin. It's because we have a Shitasa. He learned that now. He learned it is not even the Zman of the Mishnah, just it was a Rabbana. But according to the Binyan Shloima, there was no Kriya at night. The Meshech Chachma has another shayla. He says, why can't you zetzayin? You know, the Kfarim, the little villages would have already Purim. Get Aleph, Yud, Beis, Yud, Gimel. Now, without getting involved in all the Gedarim of the Kfarim, these villages, it says they would lame, right? If Purim was, let's say, if Yudal was a Wednesday, they would push it back to the Monday before, or the Thursday before, and that's how it works out. Get Aleph, Yud, Beis, Yud, Gimel. Ki Yadua. But which dinam of Purim would push back? First of all, where did they lame? Yud, Beis. Where did these little villagers lame? In their little village, or in the city? And if they're laming in the city, who's the Balkairi? They themselves don't know. And the Balkaira can't lane for them because he's not a Bar Chiyuva. It's a big machlekes rishayim exactly when they did their Kriya. But let's talk about other things. When did these Bnei HaKfarim do Matanos Lavyonim, Mishloach Manos? When did they do the Kriya of the night? When did they have Isra Malach? And when did they do the Suda? When did they do Adadada? When did they do Kala Parshad Yad Noishim? When did they do all these things? Says the Meshech Chachma, L'chaira, even though the Kfarim laned the Megillah on Yud Beis, but the Issa Malacha of Purim is Avada on Boi B'Yayim on Yud Dalet. So why didn't the Yerushalmi say, HaYakosev is a Megillah? And the Yerushalmi asked, there's an Isser Malacha. How in the world do you have a guy writing a Megillah? You're not allowed to write. It's Isser Malacha. It's Isser Malacha. I'm sorry for interrupting. I saw this yesterday. It's fascinating. Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a Sefer Time of the Krah on all the parishes of the Torah and all the Sefer HaNevi'im. On Megillas Esther, he has a phenomenal huge amount. It's Yidua. Megillas Esther has much more than proportionally. The reason is because he's mocked not to write on Purim, only in Yonim of Purim. On Purim, you know, he's mocked on the Ismailov. He's only going to write if it's Mesha Shaifi to the Yonim of Purim. That's why Megillas Esther in Time of the Krah is much more than on the other Svarim, on Chumash and on all the other Sifrei Nevi'im, because on Purim, he has a lot of time. Purim, he writes. And on Bnei Brak, which day they do. No, so frankly, Nesha Chachma, why didn't Yerushalmi say how Yekaisav Esa Megillah is going for a Ben Kfar who is laying on Yud Beis, but there's no Esther Malacha because Esther Malacha is Yud Dalet. Says the Nesha Chachma, because the Bnei HaKfarim, which is called Megillah Shalai Bizmana, and Mishnah says Megillah Shalai Bizmana can only be done with a minion. Megillah Bizmana could even be the Yechidus. Megillah Shalai Bizmana could only be Basar. And since the Mishnah says Koisev V'Dorsha, it's Mashma, a private guy, he's sitting there writing a Megillah, the Yerushalmi knew you can't set it on for a B'nai Kfarim. B'nai Kfarim could only lane when there's 10. Azoy Zakhti Meshach Chochma. And when I saw this Meshach Chochma, I was in the spot. You know what the Yerushalmi does answer? Where is the case of a person writing a Megillah that is not a Simalacha? The Yerushalmi says it's going in a Mukif, where Purim is on Shabbos, Purim Shabbos it's called, a.k.a. And therefore, even there, they're laning on Thursday, they push their Kriya earlier, but that's not when the Isser Malacha is. The Isser Malacha in Yerushalayim on such a day, on Purim Shulish, is in fact Shabbos. But the laying of the Megillah on Thursday, and that's why there was no Isser Malacha. That's the Yerushalmi says. You know, Minig Yerushalayim is the Olam is makfid on a Purim Shulish to make sure the laying with a minion. Even the women, they make sure, let it be 10 women, but there's got to be a minion, because it's Megillah Shalai Bizmana by Yasara. It's a tunnel, whether a Purim Shulish, when it's pushed to Thursday. Is that called Megillah Shalai Bizmana? I have a first Meshach Chochma that it's not called Megillah Shalai Bizmana, that it could be done by Yechidus. The Meshach Chochma says the reason the Yerushalmi didn't zetzayin the case of a person writing a Megillah in a kfar is because then it would need a minion. Rather, the Yerushalmi answered that it's talking about Purim Shulish. They first, and he understood that Purim Shulish would not need a minion. Yeah, we mentioned that there are the kfarim that push the Megillah earlier to Yud-Alef, Yud-Beis, Yud-Gimel. On the other hand, there's the Mukif. The Mukif lanes has all the Dinam of Purim on a regular year on Tesvav. The Mukafim is because Shushan was a Mukif, but the Kaveya is from Mukif from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. And yeah, just al regalachas ki yedua. The Turi Eben says, you know why a woman can't be mighty a man in Megillah? Because a man is chayiv midivrei Kabbalah, a woman is only chayiv midirabbanan. So he says, but on a Purim Mishulish in Yerushalayim, when we pushed back the laning to Thursday, but really that's only because of a gezeirah derabbanan, really this should have been on Shabbos, we pushed it earlier, the Friday, okay, I'm saying Thursday, we pushed it the Friday. He says that a woman can be mighty a man in Yerushalayim, because then anyways, either way, it's a derabbanan, it's a lower level. What are the places that are considered mukif? Of course, like we said already, Bnei Brak is not so poshut, it's a Sufik Mukif because it's next to Yafo, it's Samach Venira. What about a Mukif? Does it need a Sar Batlana? We know the Gemara says that a Mukif, an ear, what's considered an ear as opposed to a little village? Ear means that it was a Sar Batlana. Does a Mukif need a Sar Batlana? It's a Machlekes Rishonim, Ramban and Toysvis, and it's a big nibn in the Paiskim. Halacha Lamaisa, this was Negeya in Yerushalayim. By the way, here in Yerushalayim, Shalmi Simcha was not surrounded by the walls. It's not Toicha Chaymis. The reason why we lay on Tesvav is because it's Samach V'Nira to the Chaymis. And even Geula, and even Harnof, and Ramot, and Ramat Shlomo, and all these neighborhoods, it's Samach V'Nira and attached to the original Yerushalayim. But Yerushalayim itself is the Mukaf Chayma. Before Tafshin Chav Zayin, between Tafshin Ches and Tafshin Chav Zayin, there were no Yidden in Yerushalayim of the Mifnim and Achayim. No Yidden. So there's no Batlonim. What, you're allowed to have the Batlonim outside. The Batlonim don't have to be in the Yerushalayim itself. There was a whole nidin about that. And what's more interesting, it's very interesting, the Mice is like this. The Minchas Chinuch says, Yerushalayim, or any Mukif, doesn't only have the din of Mukif Lagabi Purim. There's many dinim in Mukif Choyma. What's another example of Mukif Choyma? What else could be done in a Mukif Choyma? A Metzorah is sent out from, not only from Yerushalayim, from any Mukif Choyma. Another interesting one, people aren't aware of this. Kochim Kalam, according to the Urayim, could be eaten in any Mukif Choyma. I'm just saying something profound, listen to this. Meiser Sheni could be only eaten in Yerushalayim. Kochim Kalam could be eaten in any Mukif Choyma. There's a slight catch. It can't get there, because it's Psul Yotze. Memeli could only eat it in Yerushalayim.
So, and there also
No, no. But here's the catch. The din is by a mukif, the shayla, the gemara clears. What about the gag in va'aliyas? What about the gag? Is the gag also have kedusha of a mukif? The gemara clears the gabi various dinim of mukif. The minchas chinuch in shiluach and the separatist nasi clears. But who adin lagabi purim yesh lachar? If gag in va'aliyas niskachu, that the gag in va'aliyas have the din of mukif chayma. And this is what I don't understand. They sent this kashayla to Rabbi Kanievsky. You're telling me that if you're an esha toira, which is mamish in the old city, so then you lay on tesvav. But if you're on the roof, then already there's a suffix in the Minchas Chinuch, maybe not. How could the God of a Mukif be a Shail if it hasn't been Mukif? Anyway, it's not worse than some of Venera. How could you have a Chakira about the God if it's not worse than some of Venera? Unless you tell me you need to have the Asara Batlonim, the Nafkamin would be the Asara Batlonim, or it can't be on the God. The Asara Batlonim have to be inside the what's it's a peladika? A peladika minchas chinuch. What? Oh, yeah. On Purim, he has to answer on Purim. Yeah, I know. There's many threats today. The Mishnah says, Megillah Nikris, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvav, Abada. It means Yud Dalet is the din of the Prozim, Tesvav is the din of the Mukif, and Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel is on the various years when the Kfarim are mocked into the Yom HaKnisa. The Cheshit Shleim in the beginning of Megillah brings as a Remez Noah, it says Purim in the Megillah five times, twice with a Vav, three times Chaser without a Vav. Two times Purit Vav is connected Yud Dalet, Tesvav is the Iker days that we lay, and the three times without a Vav is connected Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. There's also a very interesting remez that's brought down. Megillah Nikras, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvav. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvav is Gematria 65. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Why? 65 is Shem Adnas. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is 65. Loi Pachas V'lo Yaisi. You're not supposed to lay Megillah not on Yud Adar and not on Tezayin Adar. Yud and Tezayin is 26. And that's the point. Megillah's Esther represents the Gilui of Kvodis Barach, but in the Hester. Megillah's Esther. It's Megillah, even in the Hester part of this Gilui, Ki Yedua. So that's what it's saying. The Megillah's Nikros Yeralvi Bez Gimli Tel Tezvav, which is the Shem Adnas. The Shem Adnas, a pisoid, when you write the Yud Kevavki, inside Yud Kevavki is the Adnas. The Adnas is the Shem that's the Nistah. So Megillah Nikros Yeralvi Bez Gimli Tel Tezvav, which is 65. Not on Yud, and not on Tezayin. Not on those days. Those are... Though that's already that's Gilui. Yeah, then it's Tumago. Now we'll go a little bit through the Megillah. Haman makes the Cheshbin that he wants to be Mapil. He's Mapil a Goyrel. A Goyrel is a few dice. No, yeah, you know, the dice in Agog is 1, 3, 3. Agag, right? Aleph Gimel Gimel. Aleph, Gimel, Gimel. What's on the other side of the dice when it says, what's on the other side of the Aleph, Gimel, Gimel? 644, David. The it was Nepach. He thought it was Mapel, that it's Agag, but it was Nepach to the Venahapichu is to David. Now, of course, the main thing we have to understand is that we know that the Nes of Purim happened on Pesach. That's when it happened. Balai Lahu Nadu L'Shnas HaMelech is Leil Pesach. Hashem, Esther and Mordechai are Masakin Fagant Klal Yisrael to Sumu Alai Shloish Yomim Al Toichlu V'Al Tishtu Al Koichel don't even eat matzah. Al Tishtu don't even drink Dalat Koises. And they fasted for those 3 days. And then on Pesach is the Benahatuchu. Haman gets hanged on Tes Zayin Nisan. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. The Pasuk says in Yeshua, Vayishpais Hamon Mimacharas. The mon that fell from Shemayim stopped falling Mimacharas on Tes Zayin Nisan. But he says, you read it, Vayishpais Hamon Mimacharas. Hamon was, you know, was mushbat on Tes Zayin Nisan. But the Eser Banav are not killed and hanged and headed until 11 months later. Now you have to realize there was no WhatsApp then, and therefore, for the Kuf Chav Zayin Medinos, most of Klal Yisrael and the world first got wind of the Gezeira when in truth already the Hatzolah happened. You realize that. Right? They sent out the Achashteron and Bnei Armochim. They're very fast, but not as fast as planes and space how we have now. So everything is really in backup. But there was the Tkufa when the bad Basura came out, and then the Venahapifu. They didn't find out about that, Yoto. Balayla hahu nadu d'shnas ha-melech. You know, there's Yoim and there's Layla. Yoim is when things are magulat, and Layla is when it's dark and we don't know. Now there's also ze and hu. You know, it says mi hu ze ve'e ze hu. It's really, it's Nister and Nigla. We didn't know that might have mixed us. Asher Yoimer Ki Hu Zeh. What's the pshat? Why is Maidah mix us from Ki Hu Zeh? Who is the, he's Maidah the part? Who? I'm sorry. Who is the Nistar? And Zeh, Zeh is, you owe me 100. No, Zeh, I only owe you 50. Ki Hu Zeh. Spitz Giloy is Yoim Zeh. Spitz Hastora is Laila Hahu. Ba Laila Hahu. It's also Laila, not Yoim, and it's also Hahu, it's not Zeh. It's the Spitz Hastorah, but it's that night. Which night is it? It's the night of Leil Pesach. It's the night that from the Tchilas Abri, if you go look at the end of the Haggadah Shel Pesach, there's a beautiful pizmon that goes through that all the different major events that happened through history before Antar even ended, and through Klal Yisrael. It's on this night. But the Yesod of Purim is to be Mavchin Vein Yoim Vein Laila. It's to have the Havchone and realize that in every situation, even when it's not Yoim Hazeh, it's Balayla Ha'u, Afilu Ba'astoro, Shebetoicha Astoro Gam Shom Nimsa Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why Purim is Gematria Sechvi. 336. Purim is Gematria Sechvi. Sechvi is Lahavchin Vein Yoim Vein Laila. That's the soid of this Indian, that Purim is Gematria Sechvi, because it brings out this nekuda of the behirus to have the havchana between Yoim and Laila. And if you have that behirus, then you're able to get to the Hatzol. Near the end of the Megillah, you have Vayosem Hamelech Achashverosh Mas Al Ha'oretz V'iye Hayam. Mas al ha'aretz v'iyeh hayam. The Gros says that we know there were 127 Medinois. There were 100 Medinois that were on land, that were attached to the, that are not islands. And there were 27 of them were islands. So Iye, Mas is 100. Mas, Mem Samach, is 100. And Iye, V'iyeh, sorry. V'iyeh is 27. Because there were 100 on land Medinois and another 27 not on land. That's the going. But then he says something else also. Vayosam Hamelach Achashverosh Mas al Oretz. It says by the Luchos, Mem v'Samach shebeluchos b'neis hayoyim. The Mem and Samach represent the Mem, the end of Mem in the Luchos. There's no way for them to stand because it's totally carved out. It should, and it's Choros al Luchos. It shouldn't be able to have. And it was a neis. Mem v'Samach b'neis hayoyim. Achashverosh comes and he says no. Vayosam Hamelach Achashverosh Mas ala oretz. Even things that were nice, he goes back, business as usual. He's not in his fall. He goes back, he continues. A tremendous moif has happened over here. For Klal Yisrael. But he's mas ala oretz. He's back. Others say, punk faket. The emes is, there should have been a tremendous thing. Suddenly he's giving him a pecha. The goyim, which are very excited always about having the opportunity to come kill all the yidden, and all of a sudden there's v'nahapachu. It should create a very big political uproar. How does Achashverosh do a political spin? More taxes! More taxes! I was busy. I'm talking about more taxes instead of Yosam HaMelech Achashverosh Mas to just avoid the whole thing. There's another pshat because it says he be'etzem gave a hanocha because he didn't know which Medina Esther came from. And he wanted to give a reduction, whatever you call it. We call it under taxes. What? Tax deduction, rebate, yeah. He didn't know which Medina Esther's from, so he gave to all the Medinas. Now he found out which Medina Esther's from, so now he says, okay, now it's a rit. Now it's a rit. So Rick will put all the mass. But this Nakuda, that even though it's mass, men v'samach, b'neis ha'yoimdin, and Achashverosh's attitude is, no, back, we're regular, public, technical elections. No, it's all the same. We're going, we gave Biden, no one's cheshbin things back, to Rick. Then I said, it's a pillar. This I saw brought down. Haman, Achashverosh. Haman is Kfira. Haman is Amalek. Amalek is Gematria Sophic. Haman represents, Haman wrote a history book, which says all the different things that happened to Klal Yisrael, and he keeps on saying, I don't know who did it. He's Makkish the Bayri Olam. So I saw brought down, it's America, because when it happens, Mamish, that Ahasuerus gets very upset and goes outside, and a Malach comes and pushes Haman onto Esther. And Ahasuerus now is livid, because Ma, Hagam Lichboish Es Hamalkeini Babois? Why didn't Haman tell him? A Malach pushed me! I mean, that's what happened, right? He didn't. Ahasuerus went out for 2 minutes. He's not that crazy, right? Why? Why couldn't he say? I mean, I don't know how much it helped him, but he doesn't say. Let him say. It wasn't me. The Malach pushed me. Haman can't say that. Haman's whole theme is, I don't know who did it. Kriyas Yom Tov, I don't know who did it. Yitzchak was right. I don't know who did it. I don't know. He's Makhish Hanhogas Haboyim. He can't say, oh, Malach pushed me. He can't. It's against his whole thing. Now, a very important Yisoy, Mamish, as the Megillah ends, I want to talk a little bit about Mishleich Manos also still, but... And Adloyada, but the last pasuk in the Megillah, the Megillah ends off. Haloihem ksuvim al sefer divrei hayom lamalchei mother yuparis. That this story can be found actually in the historical archives of the Persian Empire. Okay. What, you're giving me a Mar Malka? It says in the Megillah Esther. Esther made a Megillah Esther over here. Says Reb Chatzka Abramsky, it's a very big yisoy, but he says it as pshat in this pasuk. Megillus Esther and the story that we're commemorating every year, it's not Geschichte. Geschichte means history. This is not a historical testimony. No, there's another word I was looking for. No, it's not a historical artifact of this Megillus. You want history! You want to have a historical archive recollection of the events on a historical note? Look it up in the Persian Empire. They also have archives. That's not what Megillus Esther is. Megillus Esther is about realizing in Halhogas Haboyri, Gochen Dorchen Develt, even when there's a Hester, that everything is Megillah, that everything is Nes. That's what Megillus is. You think this is not a story? You want a story? You could look up the story over there also. And it's a Niflid Gazar. Geschichte willst du, Geschichte ist da by the Pars. It's a Yisod. And that's, the Baal Shem Tov says this. Megillah, it's a Mishnah, but he says in the Mishnah, HaKoyriyas HaMegillah LaMafreya Lo Yotza. HaKoyriyas HaMegillah LaMafreya Lo Yotza, says the Baal Shem Tov. You read the Megillah LaMafreya, that's a story that Amol happened. That's how you're looking at it? A story that Amol happened, Lo Yotza. You didn't get the point. Yeah. Abisla Mishlaich Manas. There's a mitzvah, Midivrei Kabbalah. Mishlaich Manas Ishlari Eyu. It's not a Rabbanan, it's Midivrei Kabbalah. After the Kaf. The Prichadish asked her, the Kveger brings this also. Women are also chayav Mishlaich Manas. Frank the Prichadish, why? It says Mishlaich Manas Ishlari Eyu. Ishla Isha. Says the Rabbi Kveger, in the Chanami, the Divrei Kabbalah is taka Ish, Ishla Isha. But this is the Rabbanan. Nosim Achayav and all the mitzvahs are Yoim, Akein Ba'is and Ace. This is a derabbanan, and it goes back with that. You study the Turi Evin. Men are chayiv midivrei kabbalah, and on that is hata me it's ish. Mishloach manas ish. The woman have the derabbanan.
The person said the same word besides Megillah is such a derabbanan. He begged a man for derabbanan.
No, the Turi Evin says already that the derabbanan is the. That's the Kriya of Lila we spoke that the Kriya of Lila is a derabbanan. No, Akin Lai Bersenes, but that's what he says. Akin Lai Bersenes is a derabbanan.
It's not talking about
Mishnah. No, but Akin Lai Bersenes, but the next line, it says Akin Lai Bersenes. And Noshim Chayavish, the same member of Rabbi Shulman Levi, 2 lines later, Noshim Chayavish, Akin Lai Bersenes. Akin Lai Bersenes is a derabbanan. Akin Lai Bersenes is a derabbanan.
So ladies,
I
have all the mitzvahs on the
derabbanan. Right! As they said, yeah, that's what the Turi said. Turi Evin says, why a woman can't be mighty a man in the Kriya. Yeah? If you do that the Monais Halevi, is Rav Shlomo Alkevitz, the Baal Mechaber of the Chadoidi, has a sefer Monais Halevi where he explains that the Yisoid of the Mitzvah of Mishloach Monais is Laharbois Reis. This is La'afuke, the Mahalach of the Trumas Hadeshen, that the Trumas Hadeshen says that the Yisoid of Mishloach Monais is really a din in the Sudas Purim, that you're giving someone food in order to have food for the Sudas Purim. According to the Monais Halevi, you don't have to give food. As a matter of fact, the Monais Halevi gave, he sent it, I forgot to who, but he sent the Sefer Monais Halevi as a Mishloach Monais. That was the point. Reb Chaim Kanievsky sent, when he was a Bocher, there's photosets of it, he sent a Mishloach Monais 10 kashas on each one of the 60 Mesechtas of Shas. He has Be'etzem HaChezmen, he has 10 kashas on each Mesechta with the answer to the 10 kashas. I'm not in that Mesechta. It's 10 kashas on Mesechta Brachos, but the answer to the questions are found elsewhere. But that was the Mishloach Monais. But again, if Mishloach Monais is because of for the Suda, then it has to be that you're doing it for the Suda. But if it's not, it's for the Laharbis race, then it's Lav Dafka. This leads to a lot of Nafkaminas. If you give someone Mishloach Monais and he doesn't accept it, if you give someone Milchig Mishloach Monais a half hour before Shkia and he's fleshing, you give someone Mishloach Monais raw food, that's a Shaila Nepaiska Betzim. Let's even assume you can give food. Can it be a raw food? That's interesting. The Netziv is Medai in this week's Parsha. It says by the Matnas, the Chaz of Ashoik, and by the Karbonis of the Meluim, it says, Ta'arin v'hoyel l'chol l'mone. They gave him a raw piece of meat. And the Pasuk says, v'hoyel l'chol l'mone. He says, you see, it's called a mone, Mishloach Monais. You see that a raw piece of meat could also be called a mone. On the other hand, if the Yisoid is Laharbois Reis, then there's an interesting Shaila. Let's say you knock on someone's door and you leave the Mishloach Monais, you don't say who it's from. On one hand, he opens the door, he says, oh, someone sent me Mishloach Monais. But it has to be that he knows it came from Yankelevich. Otherwise, Kilo, what's the nekud of the Laharbis Reis that he knows? So, you know, if you write the wrong name, so someone told me, you know, so if you write a Groisa Gevir's name and you gave a loud Shalach Monis, I'm saying, have you sent it? To say it's a decent thing, but you wrote that Yenna sent it to him, he's going to get babbled. You have to know the Gedorin, how the Laharbis Reis of Mishloach Monis should work on the tzad that it's the Laharbis Reis. There's another din of Matanis Lavyoyim. Matanis Lavyoyim also, it's a Shaila in the Poiskim. Is it because of the Su'uda? Is it because of the Su'uda? Or has nothing to do with the Su'uda? It's a separate din. The Bir Alokha is Mesupik if you Yoytza Matanis Lavyoyim with Matanis Lahakse. I was astounded. He has a Tzadi, Yoytza Matanis Lavyoyim with Matanis Lahakse. You can't eat it. The Moshal, Mois Chitin. Mois Chitin. Matanis Lahakse, you're not going to have Matzah. Kenneth Nishnesi. Matanis Lavyoyim. The next year, yeah. Matzahs from last year, they're selling us a 30% discount. Yeah. The Gemara says in Megillah, so don't say it, when is it? Okay. The Gemara says in Megillah of Zion, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Shadin and Rabbi Oishia Itma the Igla Klasa, the Gabra the Chamer. He sent him a regel, a leg of an Igla Klasa, of a third. Iglatils is a special kind of a... Yeah. Avada, no, the Rabbanon, Avada, 100%, yeah. He sent them an iglatilsa, a leg, the garba the chamer, and a barrel of wine. Sholach lei, kiyamte banu rabbeinu, mishloach monis, umatonis lavyoyim. That's what the Gemara says by us. He sent them a zaftig, a piece of meat, a regel, and a garba the chamer, a barrel of wine, one of zayin. Shabbat like Kiyamta Banu Rabbeinu Mishloach Monais Matanis Lavyoinim. So the Goyin and the Marsha and a lot of them Mefarshim the handle Tor Yevin, you could be Yotze Mishloach Monais and Matanis Lavyoinim with the same. You give edible food to an Evyoin. So in one shot you Yotze both. Ein Yoshin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. I mean, if it's Almanas Lahatsu, so you could do Matanis Lavyoinim first. I'll give it back and then I'll give you Mishloach Monais. But most Rishonim aren't Goyers that. Their Gerish just was Mishloach Monais. But Rabbeinu Chananu, we have to help now a little bit of a cheshbon. Rabbeinu Chananu has a different girsa over there. According to Rabbeinu Chananu, on the Zayin, the Gemara goes like this. He sent him a regel and one barrel of wine, and he sent him back, Kiyamta bonu matonis lavyoinim. This is what you're sending. This is matonis lavyoinim. Hadar sholach lei, so he sent him again, egel sholim, an entire cow, and three barrels of wine. Amalei, Kiyamta bonu Mishloach Monais. I'll say that again. According to Rabbi Nachmanal, the Gira says, Shalach lei regel v'gar b'chado d'chamra arma lei zel matanas l'avyoinim. Hadar shalach lei egel shalim v'gimel kankanim shalyan. Where was the Mishloach Manas? So there's a big shayla to poskim. One mahalach is, are you allowed to give liquid? Is wine good for Mishloach Manas, or has to be food? It has to be mashke, or it has to be oichel? It's a shayla. There's one mahalach in this Gemara that in fact you can't be yotze with drink, bechlal. So not the first barrel of wine was the Mishloach Manas, and not the three barrels afterwards. The reason he was sending wine is because it depends on the size of the meat. It comes along with a drink. The Mishloach Manas, in fact, was the regel and the egel. And you see from here a few chedushim. First of all, you see that monos could be zefer zeh. And you see it could be the same thing, a repeat. I mean, I know there's a shayla. If you give someone a bottom of a chicken and a top, they say it's totally in Hilchas Boyer. If in Hilchas Shabbos, is that called a different min? If in Hilchas Boyer and Hilchas Shabbos, is that separated? But according to one mahalat, the pshat would be Shtiyah is not a Mishloach Manas b'chlal. And the key was, the first time he sent just a regal, he said, no! He sent a regal and an egel, and the Mishloach Manas is the regal and the egel. An alternative option is punk fakir, that the emes you have to give both at the same time. And the emes is fakir. When he sent the regal and the yayin, Kazan, he was ready to go to one money. Because mashk is enough, and the wine was ganz fine, it was a chosh of a wine. Problem was, the regal wasn't enough. So why does he have to send, again, a whole egel and more wine? Because you have to do Mishloach Manas b'vasach, so it can't be b'zach. It can't be b'zach hazeh. So you have to do it. He had to do it. The eagle and the yayin again. Yeah. Mishloach Manas say whether it's a din of laharbis reis and say if it's a din of the suda for shteitzach. It's only a din if it's boy by yoyin. It has to be boy by yoyin lechayra for the makabel and for the noisei. Otherwise, you get into details over here. If you mar b'reis for him, right? You sent it before, but he thinks he's getting it. Then it's pasha. I know that that Avram Yeshua he holds tesvav. But when talmidim come, talmidim that are prozis come on tesvav. And they bring him a Shloach Manas for his day. He says, "Stam matonim, matonim, matonim." If it's a Shloach Manas, Shloach Manas, gevaldig. Stam matonim, matonim. Chayiv inish livisume bepuria adalayoda. We'll speak for a few minutes. I don't want to keep anyone. Chayiv inish livisume bepuria adalayoda. Ben oraham and lebaruch Mordechai. The Bnei Sosfer explains, Chayiv Inish is a low level of a person. There's Ish. Inish means a lower darga. And Inish is Levesumi. Levesumi is Lashon of Reach, Be'etzim. Levesumi means Yain, but Levesumi, Be'etzim, comes from Reach. We know by the Keteris, there are 10 Samamonim that have a good Reach. And then there's one that Be'etzim, it's Chelbina. Chelbina doesn't have a good Reach. Chelbina is the 11th. It's not part of the 10. It's the 11th. And it's Mitztarif. Chelbene is Rosh Hatevis, Chayiv, Loimar, Bishvili, Nivra Oilam. Everyone has to realize he can be part of something. But Chayiv Inish Levesume has to do with the Chush HaReach. It's fascinating. It says Mordechai ben Yoir ben Shimi ben Kish. Mordechai is Mordurah. Mordechai ben Atar Minayin. Mordurah is the Ketoris. Ben Yoir. Yoir is. I'm talking about the five senses now. Ben Yoir is the sight. Ben Shimi. You hear? Is Oizen. Ben Kish is Peh. But Mordechai himself is Choytem. Says the Bnei Yisoschar, Choydish Adar, every Choydish is connected to a different Eiver, and every Choydish is connected to a different part of the face. Choydish Adar is connected to the nose, the Choytem, the Chush HaReach. That's why Choydish Adar, maybe, Odor, I don't know. That the Bnei Yisoschar doesn't say. But he says like this, the Chush HaReach is the most ruchniestik of Chush. Kimat, it's not gashmius. The Gemara says when you make a bracha on something that has reach toiv, we learn that from Kol HaNeshama. Gemara bracha is Kol HaNeshama. The chush hareach is very able. It's not so megushim. And the emes is everything in this world has to do with that. Really, there was Adam Arishan. Like a very long story, quick here, but it was Adam Arishan. He was nichshel dechet eitz hadas. It wasn't supposed to happen, and because of that, we needed a tikkun. Kimat, we had it by Mount Torah, but then there was chet eagle, and then we're back. And that is Corona, and we're careening towards the end. We're mamish getting near the Tikkun HaOlam, that's klar. But by the Chet Eitz Hadas, do you know that there was a pagam in four of the five senses, the four of the five chushim? Vateire ha'isha, vatikach mipiria, vatoichal, vayishmu es kol Hashem mitoichagan. It doesn't say reyach. The chush ha'reyach wasn't nifgam. In the chet ha'kadmoin, kol ha'neshama ta'haloka. In the chet ha'kadmoin of reyach, reyach wasn't nifgam. On Purim, a person is chayv inish levesume, when he goes out, how do you wake him up? With smell incense. Adelayada, you lose all of your other chushim, and you get to a sort of chiyas hamesim, a reconnecting through the chush hareyach. That's efshir amahalach in what it means chayv inish levesume. Now, halacha lemaisa, it's a big machlekes rishonim, what one should do. The Ramah brings the halacha in Tafrei Sadi. Hey, Chayiv Inish Levesume Bepuri Ad Layada Bein Arhamlach Mordechai. Fishoimrin, the Ramah says, they ain't Tzarech L'Shtakar Kol Kach. El Yishta Yoyser Milimuda. Yoyser Milimuda. You learned a lot this man. You could drink a lot. Yoyser Milimuda. More than what you learned. But he says, Yoyser Milimuda means more than you're used to. The Yishan, Umitach Shishan in Yoyda Bein Arhamlach Mordechai. Vechen Amar, 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 Vechen He brings from one of the Gedolim that says, "Ein lishtas yoyser midai, v'raya l'dover riva." Instead of Shulchan Aruch, "V'raya l'dover riva." Who's riva? So he explains the Shari Tshuva. Riva is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. The Gemara says in the Dorim, and it's Yerushalmi and Shabbos. Kemat is a different version of this in Brachas at the end, but in the Dorim it says like this: A certain matronista saw Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi, and his face was very shiny. So she said, "Moiri v'rava, you're paskening, you're a rava, and you're drunk. You look drunk. You're all shiny." He swore, he says, I'll tell you, the emes is, all I drink is by Kiddush, and the four kaisers by Pesach, and it's mitzar me until Shavuos. So I never drink. She says, you look drunk. He says, drunk? I drink four kaisers Pesach night, I don't recuperate till Shavuos. That's the lashon. Shosi arba kaisers the Pisra, v'chugarni tzidi min Pisra ad atzarta. Until Shavuos I don't recuperate. So you tell me I'm drunk? Alibi, why do I look like this? Elochach mas odem toyer ponov. That's a Gemara, the Doran Dach Mentes, similar Nusach and Shabbos, in Yerushalmi Shabbos. So yeah, she accused him of being drunk, and he says, are you kidding? Four kaisers that are out until Shavuos! Frech the Shari Tshuva, this is what he says. And what about Purim? He says, are you telling me I'm drunk? I drink four kaisers on Pesach, and it takes me until Shavuos to recuperate. And what about Purim? Must be he didn't drink a Purim. Is it right that if he can handle it, you don't have to drink a Purim? V'raya l'dover riva, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. As I saw the Shari Tshuva. Because you see, he only talked about Arba Kaisis. Says the Sfas Emes. Nay. Punk fuck it. Arba Kaisis, it took him 12 Shavuos to recuperate. What happened? 7 weeks, punk, that's the Cheshmi. He says, no, Shavuos is Matan Torah. By Matan Torah already then. He says, Purim is a Chespetz Matan Torah. Purim he was able to drink. Purim he recuperated right away. The Arba Kaisis of Pesach took him until 12 Shavuos to recuperate. Oh, but Purim is given.
Maybe he drank a little bit and he was ready out.
He did the remark. But again, so he said, that's listed. This Shari Tshuva doesn't say not to drink at all. He's saying you should do like those sheep.
Maybe he reached
Adel
by drinking a little bit. That's
for Adel Okay, Kenzai. Now, there's four of these. And I hear. Yeah, that's fine. Chayiv Inish Levesume Adel Yoda. The Purim. We know it doesn't say Hashem's name in the Megillah. It doesn't say Hashem's name in the Megillah. Hamelech means the Rabbani Shalom. Then it says there's a remez. The first word of the Megillah is Vayihi. And the last word of the Megillah is Zaroi. Vayihi and Zaroi, Tazaman is Gematria Shakai. 314. Shem Shakai is hidden in the Megillah. Vayihi with Zaroi is Gematria Shakai. But it doesn't say Yud Kevavke. It doesn't say Hashem's name. Okay, this is not for our Musagim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzem is Einei Guf, Lo Yasegei, Masigei Guf, he has no Shachis to Gashmias. There's something called Tzimtzum. He was Mitzamtzum himself into this world. And he manifests himself to us in various names. Tzvokoi, Selikim, Kael, Shakai, and Yudkei Bavkei. Yudkei Bavkei is always the Spitz, the Shem Ha'etzem. But do you realize that even the Shem Ha'etzem, whatever Yud and the Hay and the Vav and the Hay represent, which is the letters of Hoy Viyah, that's also Tzimtzum. The Bashefer is even before that. You know, there's Chochma Bina Das, and then there's the Chagat Behem, Chesed Divor Teveres. Above even Chochma Bina Das, there's Keter. Chochma bin Adas, it's connected to Yud Kei Vav Kei. Then there's the Kutzai show you. It's infinite, but it's come out nothing. I mean, nothing. I'm saying nothing. It's beyond even expressing itself anything in this world. There's in Simtzum, there's something even before Yud Kei Vav Kei. Megillas Esther doesn't even have Shem Havayin. It's his galus haboyrei of even before that. When a person does the chai inish lefsumei adalo yoda, yoda is a chokma, bina, das. Das is like spitz, and then there's something even beyond it. But it's beyond. It's keter. It's keter. It's the kutzah. Das is the yud. The keter is the kutzah shiud. Chai inish lefsumei adalo yoda. It's on Purim we get to that level. It's even beyond das. Okay, we don't have so much of a day in understanding these inyanim, but the adal yoda is that you're going even beyond that. It's going back to the nekuda hakadmoni. It's even havaya, even the kevotke is a certain manifestation of tzimtzum klapei us. Purim we can get even beyond that. The pasuk says at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, v'chiper Aaron al karnoisov achas bashona. The mizbeach haktoros, we spoke about it a little bit last week. Mizbeach haktoros is very interesting. It stands alone. It's not together with all of the Klei HaMishkan. All the other Klei HaMishkan are in Parshas Truma. Then we go through the Big Day Kahuna, we have Shivas Meiluin. All the way at the end, there's a Mizbeach HaKetoros. We explained in the Chumash already that all the other Kelim, Shlomo HaMelech, went beyond. He made 10 Menoiris. Come on first. He made 10 Menoiris. He made 10 Shulchanos. He made big Kruvim. He didn't make another Arba. He made big Kruvim. Ketoros he didn't touch. Mizbeach HaKetoros is as it is. Now Mizbeach HaKetoros, Agam Shiar, is Reach. Reach. We said, Ketoros. Once a year, Achas Bashana is Dam. The Dam Achatas HaKippurim. But it says in the Pasuk twice, V'chipar HaKoyim HaKarnois of Achas Pana V'dam Achatas HaKippurim, Achas Bashana Yechapar of the Resechem in Zoyer Shtei. It says Achas Bashana twice in this Pasuk. It says Achas Bashana twice. Get that? Achas Bashana twice. Because there's Purim, and there's Yom Kippurim. This Pasuk is talking about the Mizbeach HaKetoros, which is usually about Reach. And once a year, on Yom Kippur, we put Dam of the Kapara, and that's Achas Bashana. And then there's another Achas Bashana. There's Yom Kippurim. I'm not going now in Barichas into that, how it me nidla the knee, right? If Yom Kippurim, that means Purim is even higher. That, the Achas Bashana, that's Nirmez. It says Achas Bashana twice. There's the Achas Bashana for Yom Kippur, and there's the Achas Bashana of Purim. Actually, just a mushel on what this could mean. If there's a relationship between two people, or between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and then something went wrong, and there's a mechitza. Something is blocking, and something is choitzitz b'neihem. Well, also, imagine that there's a wall, a huge wall of stones that's choitzitz between us and the Beshefer, between Reuven and Shimon, between Azivik, whatever it was, but there's a mechitza. You have to, you know, take that wall down. What did Reagan say? Take the wall down, right? Fine. Take the wall down. On Yom Kippur, we do al chait one at a time. One at a time, and we take down stone by stone, and we slowly take the wall down. But on Purim, it's a different avodah. It's v'napichu. It's one explosive take the wall down. It's a difference if it's under a gun. If you're on Kippur, the Achas Bashana, with vidui, and with Yad Nishmai, and with tshuva, and boifen proti, and partoni, you're taking down Evan. On Purim, it's one peretz of simcha, one peretz of one explosive that makes it ki'ilu may oilam lehoyim mechitza beinayim. That's Yom Kippur. Good. Shmizaita. Well, dig a hoyim.